A reading from Mark 9, 38 to 41. Teacher, said John, we saw someone driving out demons in your name, and we told him to stop, because he was not one of us. Do not stop him, Jesus said, for no one who does a miracle in my name can in the next moment say anything bad about me. For whoever is not against us is for us. Truly I tell you, anyone who gives you a cup of water in my name, because you belong to the Messiah, will certainly not lose their reward.
This must have run contrary to the Jewish mindset at the time. I think he is expanding the reach of the kingdom way beyond where he happens to be located, way beyond the tribe, way beyond his own heritage, to the world at large. To a certain extent, I think that's what he is saying here.
Yeah, the passages stack up together. Yesterday we saw who's the greatest, and it comes because of an argument between the disciples while they're positioning themselves in the kingdom. And here Jesus speaks to the issue of the possessiveness. This is our kingdom. We have an insight. Remember, we're the first ones to follow you. And Jesus is showing them that the nature of the kingdom is to always give away. It's a kingdom of multiplication, not a kingdom that's limited in its resources that you have to hang on to them because you're going to lose them. And so in some ways, he's telling them, this is going to be your future. You're going to be giving the kingdom away, not trying to control it.
I love what you just said about kingdom of multiplication. Did that just come to you, or do people actually use that?
That was just on the spot. I'm not sure where that idea came from, but it's just this whole idea that Jesus is always passing on. It's the nature of Jesus. He doesn't clutch anything. He's releasing so that others can walk out that reality.
Well, the opposite of the kingdom of multiplication would be the kingdom of subtraction. And the kingdom of subtraction, I think, is really what he is against here. Oftentimes when churches are not thriving, they're churches of subtraction because they have a tribe that, let's say, is 100 people. And then somebody moves away and then somebody dies, but they're not adding anything. There's no multiplication going on here. It's self-contained. And ultimately, it'll become a church of 50, 25, 15, and either a new church will develop there or it will close down.
Yeah, another way to describe that is a limited resource perspective, that if I don't hang on to my resource, it's going to go away. And actually, we're told that the more you put your resource out there, the more it will return to you. Or a minimalist mentality. What's the least amount I need to do to get by? When God says, throw yourself fully in it and watch the returns that come. It's amazing how the parables constantly call us back to release, to release, to release. It's in the release that great fruitfulness will come back to us.
Plus, recently you talked about, in your sermon, you talked about spiritual gifts. And one of the astonishing things about any church body is when it is growing, the nature of the gifts expressing themselves, sometimes in one person, many, many different gifts, and some of them quite surprising. In others, somebody has a singular gift that is outstanding, but they multiply. As more and more people congregate, those spiritual gifts start playing off one another, and there is just a kingdom explosion that happens.
Amen.